Hey everybody, it's DJ Marcus coming to you once again, but I'm not in the Dot Comedy Studios. I'm at home. There was a monkey on the loose on 95, and they shut down all of 95, so I was unable to get to the studio. So I am at my home, safe from the monkey attacks. Joey
Monkeys?
Is in the
monkeys.
Studio, Joey.
They didn't come up on my Google News alert. There's no record of monkeys.
Okay. County. All right. So it may have been unattended Prince George's County youths. I don't know. I call them as I see them.
Wow.
it just is what it is, Joseph. It is what it is. It is what it is. And it's that way sometimes, man. I couldn't get into the studio. They had blocked off all the 95. I was trying my best, Joe. I got out of my car. I was on the road. I was almost there, and they said no. I tried to get to the Dot Comedy Studios, and they said no, no, no. And that's my fitting tribute to Amy Winehouse, who I heard her song earlier this week, and didn't think about her since I heard that song last. So it's a good week, Joey. How's your week been, bro?
It's good. You want to introduce our guest?
Oh, we do have a guest. We do have a guest this week. See, I'm a little out of sorts because I'm not in the studio, so I'm used to just seeing you, and then we can segue right into the guest. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to definitely give a shout out to our guest this week, the amazingly talented, the very funny, and the headliner of this week's McGinty's Public House show for comedy shows near me, Mr. Robert Mack. Mr. Robert Mack, welcome to the Dot Comedy Podcast.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. This is such a nice change of pace. I've had a horrible day. I lost a monkey earlier today on 95, and I'm just a little heartbroken about that. But this is, so far, has turned things around.
I'm glad.
And I hope they find it, because it's if it gets down toward the casino. What was that, Joey?
Is it a gambling monkey? Is this the legendary Maruvian gambling monkey? Is that?
No, it's one of those screeching monkeys, the howler monkey. So maybe it goes to a casino and stands next to the person who's gambling and does a lot of the howling.
We'll see if you can keep your poker face through that.
Yeah, I should know more about the monkey that I lost today. You're right. You're absolutely right about that. I'll have to. Look, hold on a second. What kind of monkey was that? Howler. It's a howler. Anyway, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for joining us.
Of course, man. Of course, yes.
I was a little out of sorts getting this.
Yeah, Robert Mack again will be at McGinty's. You were?
I was a little out of sorts.
Are you still eating? You still got food left?
No, I was late. I had to go to my stretch appointment.
There seems to be a little lag here.
Stretch definitely seems to be a little lag here.
What are you getting stretch?
Is that what they call it now?
I'm definitely saying stuff.
I got a stretch appointment. Is that what they're calling that now?
I don't. Oh, lag. I don't know. It's definitely so. So I have had many a surgery in my life, and so I found a place that does, they help you stretch, right? So I go in, I'm getting the stretch appointment, and this lady's doing a phenomenal job, and then they had like instrumentals from songs playing, but then the wrong song came on. Like, it wasn't weird, and then it was weird. Because, like, you think instrumentals, you're going to be fine. But I know what Red Light Special sounds like. Like, that was very obvious. And that is not appropriate for a married man to be being stretched.
I guess I would.
No.
I would have to know what you were getting.
Red Light Special?
No. What you were getting stretched. And where is this? I might know the guy who's behind the stretch place. Is it a guy named Feloy?
No, it's a place called Stretch Lab in Columbia, Maryland.
Okay.
The Stretch Lab.
There's a new stretch place in Silver Spring.
Wow.
And by the way, speaking of Silver Spring, I'm doing the show. I'm so looking forward to the show. I can see it now. No, literally, I can see it now. I'm looking out my window. and the building is right over there. It's the closest venue to me, and I've got a lot of neighbors who are friends and many that are not, and some of them are coming to the show. So I'm really looking forward to the show. Or is it shows? We have two now booked?
We have two. So it'll be a 7:30 doors open, and then we'll tell everybody, get the hell out of here. And then we're going to say, hey, okay, at 10 o'clock, the rest of you can come in.
And how often do you do the doubles on?
This is our very first time trying to do that. So this is the debut of the Ginty's double feature.
Well, I'm glad to be a part of it. I hope it works out. Is there anything else that we need to do to do promotions? Should we do like a, I don't know, podcasts or something? Could we?
We could try that.
I got a monkey to run around with a big banner, but I don't know if I mentioned, but I lost him today.
Yeah, it's too bad. He could have howled about it.
He could have. Yes.
Yes. You could have been our barker out front of the City Place Mall.
You know, I haven't asked if we're allowed to do that because I know the old ownership was not a fan of barking.
When did the ownership change hands? I'm very curious because the venue used to do music all the time, and then things stopped, and then it seemed like there was a change of guard, and they seemed more open to doing something different, like a comedy show.
The ownership, there was one group of ownership when we first started comedy shows near me in 2022. I believe the handoff came this past, I want to say late January into February.
Yeah,
it was around. They had the official announcement and the official grand opening under the new ownership just on April 20th,
which is a good day to have a grand opening.
Yeah, we were not able to attend, but we were celebrating in spirit at another venue. Because we had another show.
You had a show at 4:20 and couldn't, and you were late to the gig that you were supposed to do. Understood. That's understood.
we weren't supposed to do that gig.
No, that was more of a, hey, if you're not smoking weed, you can come here.
Come here, hang out with us. That was the whole idea there. Oh man, but yeah, man, it's McGinty's Public House. Doors open for the first show at 7:30. Doors open for the second show at 10 o'clock. Get there, man. It's going to be a great show. Who's on the show, Joey? Got Robert Mack. So,
yeah, it's going to be hosted by our very own Latif Idris. And then we got a couple cool guest spots, one from the local scene and one from San Francisco, because we got that kind of pull. And then we're going to have Reva Riley. Very funny young lady. And then
Reva's great, and she's international. She's cosmopolitan.
She's, yeah, definitely.
She started in London.
Did she? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and we both there's a club in London very close to where a friend of mine lives called Downstairs at the King's Head. We've both done shows there. I'm going back there in July and hope to get another set. But yeah, she started there, and I think that informed how she approaches things in a kind of a different way, because they have a different style there. So it's always good to work with Reva.
Yeah, Reva's awesome. She's always been a pleasure to work with. And we also have on the show Haywood Turnipseed Jr., because may the 4th be with you, and we could not have the 4th be with you without resident Star Wars aficionado Haywood Turnipseed Jr. I saw you pop up twice, Marcus, and I didn't realize what was happening. I was like, oh, he's trying to share screens, which I don't think we've ever done before.
Nothing better on a podcast than sharing screens. I'm looking forward to having some nerds coming out as well, because Reva's act is kind of nerdy. I'm kind of nerdy. May 4th is kind of nerdy. It's a perfect storm. Who, by the way, is coming from San Francisco? Maybe it's somebody I know.
I don't want to butcher his name. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Jason Morara.
Okay. Jason the Butcher Morara.
James Morara.
So James, you've called him Jason entirely too many times this week. I had been looking for Jason.
I was looking for Jason Morara. And for some reason, he was Jason in my head.
It's funny how you butcher the easy first name, but you nail the other one that I would have. I think anyone else would have fumbled on.
Yeah.
I put all my, so all my eggs that isn't in that last name basket.
But it's going to be a good show. I think it's going to be an awesome time. I'm definitely going to be there. Did I get darker? Did something happen in the light?
I think
if you move, then the lighting changes in your room. So
it's above me.
I don't know. Sometimes it's directly above you, and sometimes it's not. It's just shadow, and you're not. You don't have 3-point lighting, Marcus. You know better. Like we were taught this. It's not.
I can't set up on my stage lighting in my house.
You sat underneath the key light. Like, that doesn't work.
Marcus, I've never met you in person, but you look kind of dark from where I am. But maybe it's just my monitor.
maybe you're seeing me for who I truly am.
I think it's the glow coming from behind him making him look darker.
Yeah, there's something about the exposure and the light. When you move and there's more light, yeah, it right there makes you...
His aura went away.
I just learned that my super duper fancy expensive Apple computer does not have any exposure control on the camera. So if a little bit of light gets on my face, it totally washes me out. So I had to get a special app to control the exposure, which is ridiculous on an Apple, which is supposed to make tech easier. I'm done.
I never trusted them.
Never trust anything named Mac is the point of my story.
Oh, man. I did find something out about Apple's phones recently. You ever get a picture from a iPhone to your Android and it looks all crappy?
No.
No, I don't have an Android. Like, I've got an Apple.
Yeah, so if Robert sent me a picture right now, the picture would look all grainy and like underexposed.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah, it's annoying.
That's an Apple feature.
Well, that's a feature.
That you can actually turn off and let it actually send the best quality picture to your from your phone.
Does it work in reverse? Does it take an Android photo and make it look blurry on the iPhone? Because all iPhone users have ever told me is that pictures from an Android look like the old 3D from like Tomb Raider 1.
Yeah. And I think it works both ways. Like it's on send and receive. I haven't had, like, I saw it on Apple, the TikTok I was watching, which TikTok is very useful.
Is that classic mode for sending pictures? Is that what that is? You can leave it in classic mode, or you can put it on clean new photo mode.
Put it on new mode.
I'm still looking up Tomb Raider 1. But there's a thing about Apple. They want other people to look bad so that people will switch to their, it's ridiculous, man. I'm done with it. But I didn't know that they made pictures look bad on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They downgrade the picture when you actually get it from an Apple phone.
Don't get me started. I've been hating Mac for a very long time.
Damn, Robert.
Thanks. I'm done. Good night. Boomer lives. Anyway, let's. Are we going to talk more about the show? I'm excited about the show.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to meet James Jason from San Francisco, because San Francisco is where I cut my comedy teeth. I started in Arizona. I was very young, and then after a couple of years, I went to San Francisco, and that's when a lot of stuff happened. And I won this Comedy Central thing. I started to get auditions in LA, and that's why I moved to LA. and I haven't been back to San Francisco very much, but I'm going later this month. So it's weird how it's full circle. Things are coming back around. So he might be a guy, if we get his name straight, that I might be seeing in a couple weeks.
Well, I don't think he's still there. I think he told me he moved. But he's originally from that area. But I'm sure he knows some people. You all can network.
So, right. So I did, that was just all wasted. What I said was useless. So can we erase the last minute?
No, it's still relevant. It's just he's in New York now.
That's still relevant.
In full detail.
It could work out. He may be visiting himself.
We'll make it work. We'll make it work.
All right. So I did hear something, Joey.
What did you hear?
Did you hear about this? Did you hear about this TikTok ban that's coming?
TikTok. Oh, did they finalize that? Is that a thing?
Biden just signed a bill that will ban TikTok.
How do we miss that?
I heard about it the other day.
Hear this times 100%.
I'm curious to know what's going to happen. They say that
because it happened. Well,
I'm sorry. I was busy getting married last week. So
yay! Congrats again on that. That should have been the lead. That's above the fold.
You would
That's
think.
What happened.
What happened the past week? Can't remember what happened. This is the last episode. Oh, I don't know. A marriage.
So can we get a little details on that? I know the honeymoon is next week or starts next week.
Yes. We leave a week from today. Actually, this time next week, I will be getting on a plane to Crete so I can fight a Minotaur and then win demigoddom. But
if you don't fight him, leave a trail of string so that if you have to back your way out of where you're fighting the Minotaur in Crete, then you can escape unscathed.
Leave some breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs. I think the story is that there was a maze and they left a string that was woven by I've forgotten my Greek mythology. Clotho, the weaver of time, maybe? Or Ariadne, the spider, maybe? Am I getting my stories mixed up?
I think you're on to something there. I don't. You remember more of your mythology. Oh, it was in the labyrinth. I forgot about that.
Yes, David Bowie was there. I remember. He had a... He was in the labyrinth with some Muppets and that actress who grew up, but that was one of her first movies. What was her name? Jennifer, who is in Labyrinth?
I can find out. If I could spell it.
There's a Y in there somewhere. That's a tricky one.
Jennifer Connelly.
Yes. I think that was the first movie I saw her in. Was her, David Bowie, the magic crystal ball, a couple Muppets, a Minotaur, and Joey on his honeymoon with his honey.
And apparently two different guys playing something named Hoggle.
I forget Hoggle. My memory, I'm at that age where I only keep very important facts and very useless facts, and my brain can't discern the difference.
I've never actually seen that movie.
Oh, you should take a look. You'll be there, but you should take a look ahead of time.
Right. I should do some studying.
Crete is absolutely beautiful. I was there. I when I finished college, I went on a tour of Europe, including Greece, and it started with 2 weeks in Greece, and it was so great I didn't want to leave, including Crete, and it was. I'm jealous of you. What's the situation there like? I guess it's going to be hot and summery.
So actually, it's surprisingly similar to here. So originally, our plan was to go to the Maldives, but then we found out that the time of year we had booked was during monsoon season. So we were like, all right, pivot. And then we were like, hey, well, this is closer than the Maldives. And we said, I found Stella Island. because we had really fallen in love with like the idea of like having your room like be right on the water. So this resort has a similar setup where there's like water all around the bungalows or whatever.
And so you're on an island is what you're saying. You're on an island.
Yeah, it's called Stella Island Resort.
Stella!
Yeah.
That's great. And how long are you gone?
So we're leaving the 8th. I'll be back on the 16th. I think we're coming back. So.
Oh, all right. A week.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's going to be life changing, and being married is life changing as well.
Yeah.
Right, honey? Yes. She says yes.
I'm just looking forward to getting past the photo shoots. I'm done with photo shoots. I don't like photos. I didn't like photos before. I don't like photos now. I don't want like photos in the future. I'm done with them for the foreseeable future.
I think you're done with them until the baby's born, Joey.
Yeah.
There's gonna be more. There will always be more.
There'll always be more.
That's the till death do I part photo shoots.
Well, congrats again here in public. Congrats again. how very exciting. Where are there any details? Was there anything interesting about the wedding? Big wedding, small wedding?
It was super small. So we did it on the year to the date of the engagement on a Tuesday at noon to keep it small, just to deter anybody from wanting to travel or take a
work. Yes. Take an extra long weekend on a Tuesday.
Just, yeah, the most impossible possible time frame to have a wedding just to minimize the amount of guests that we would have. And it worked. In fact, we had several people I invited not show up.
There was that part too.
When you're a comedian and you get married, you want a small wedding. Seriously. Ours was like 32 people, and that was more than enough.
That's still less than we had. Damn, I'm envious. That's impressive.
How many end up showing at yours? I was there. I didn't do a head count, but how many people were there?
The number I was given was 48. Whether that was the actual head count or just the amount they billed us, I don't know.
Yeah, but there was actually 47, but there was that two-headed guy, and they count him as a double because he ate for two, the two-headed guy. Did you invite a lot of comics? That's the problem, is you invite a lot of comics and they show up late, or they're like, oh, is that today? Or
I did not invite a lot of comics.
Good. Good for you.
But the comics he did invite actually arrived on time and looked professional, like they were there for a wedding.
Yeah. They didn't look like comics. Fooled everybody. Yeah. Except for the ones that didn't come, who behaved like comics are expected to
behave. Well, those were the ones who owe you a big wedding gift, and you can remind them, hey, you guys missed a great wedding. Here's where we're registered. And then send them the link.
So we didn't even do our registry. Literally, was this website that lets you just take collections for your honeymoon,
like a tip jar?
Yeah,
basically, wow. A
virtual tip jar.
Wow. I remember I went to a comedian's wedding once, and they had this huge registry, and everything was super expensive. And really, the only thing I could afford was like a butter dish. They had the whole kitchen. You know, 12 pieces of dinner plates and 12 salad plates and 12, all of this. And all I could afford was the butter dish. And then they got divorced like only a couple months later. So I'm like, could I get the butter dish back? I don't even think they used it.
Probably not. It was probably in the china cabinet.
Probably still in the box.
Probably still getting delivered. Joey, who's the wife? And I'm guessing she's not a comic. She's probably smart. What does she do? Are you allowed to talk?
I try to keep her away from the nonsense. But she helps me with the show sometimes. So, yeah, my wife and I met on Hinge in 2020, so right out of the pandemic, and then we've been kind of on a collision course for the past 2 years, but 3 years, 4 years. 4 years? 4 years.
4 years. It's 4 years.
Goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, I there a lot has happened.
The pandemic made it seem like a lot longer than it really was.
I'm not a math guy.
You know what's crazy, Joey?
What?
When he asked what your wife does, I immediately started sweating. I don't know why. I think it's been an unwritten rule on our podcast that we don't talk about our spouses at all. When anyone ever asks, we go,
we don't usually get direct questions.
You don't have to answer. It was the topic. She has above the fold topic that we were discussing.
Right. No, she has like five jobs because Nigerian.
She does a lot.
She does a lot, and she does a lot for a lot of people. And it was nice for her to have her chance to have a beautiful day, even though she made her own centerpieces and and set up her own room. No one's going to do the same job. So I kind of can get it.
I retract the question then. And I changed the question to, where do you live, and where did you live, and where did she live, and where did you guys end up?
So she was in Burtonsville and I was in Beltsville when we started. And then she moved in with me right when I had my hip surgery, which was 2022, early 2022.
Yeah.
And then we bought a house in Capitol Heights this past summer. So.
Wow.
So we're almost hitting a year. We'll be hitting a year in later this year.
And that can't be nothing. Buying a house. How close is that to Silver Spring, where the big show is on Saturday?
That's a moving target. I don't know how much time you spent on the east side of the Beltway, but time dilates over here. So depending upon the time of day, it's either an hour or 20 minutes.
Yeah. Do you take the Beltway or do you cut across?
It depends.
It depends. Okay.
I do whatever the Google machine tells me to do, except for make sharp lefts on the Beltway, which it has told me to do before.
I live inside the Beltway, and it's kind of cool, but there are certain times of day where anything could happen. But, and you're going to think about this later, schools, you're going to think about schools. Where we live, schools are good. But traffic is bad. We're outside DC, inside the Beltway. So traffic good, schools bad, but in DC, the schools are much worse. So you got to find that magic spot of good schools, not too much traffic, prices that aren't crazy.
We don't have any either of those prices. No. We don't have a store.
You don't have a store. What are you making your own butter?
No, we're
not. Is that one of her jobs? Is churner? She's churning butter. She's
churning butter in the garage. No, we didn't realize we moved into a food desert. So the nearest store is on the other. We're inside the Beltway. The air store is outside the Beltway.
Ah, man, is the you can drive under it though? At least I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Okay. The Beltway, for all the people who are not local to the DMV who are listening, and how many is that, do we think, right now?
One.
Like six.
Six. See, it goes up like that. The Beltway is the big circle that goes around Washington, D.C., and inside the Beltway, it's crazy. The Beltway itself, traffic is the worst. Some places say it's the worst in the country, right? That and 95. And then Atlanta, and then L.A.
I don't know if it's always been this bad, and I just haven't been living in this area, or if people are becoming worse at driving over time.
I think it's a little bit of A and a little bit of B.
Because they used to like have this thing that you had to do to get a driver's license that you didn't have to do all that often. You probably didn't need to know how to do it to like actually drive, but it was a nice gatekeeping feature to keep people who had functional inability to drive well off the road. And that was parallel park. Like if you at least like if you didn't need to parallel park every day, but at least forcing people to learn how to do it prevented a lot of people from getting on the road before they were ready. And I feel like
very true.
We're paying for that now, because if you go to an average parking lot, I've been to parking lots all over the area. I was in Columbia, and every other space, someone's parked on the line, like in another space. Their double parking is like insane right now.
It is pretty bad. I heard, and this is one of those apocryphal things, I don't know if it's true or not, that the traffic in DC is so bad because DC doesn't have representation, and so they don't have the tax base, and so people aren't voting to get the roads repaired and the potholes fixed. So the streets are horrible. And also, there are people from all over the world who come here because they work internationally, because this is a national capital. And everyone who drives here who's from a different place has different rules about driving. And that's why the traffic in DC is absolutely miserable, is because the roads are horrible. The drivers don't know the rules. People speak, they can't read the street signs. But they, you know what they say, if you don't like the traffic in DC or the weather in DC, just wait 5 minutes and you'll be in the same place.
Yeah.
But seriously, I think the state bird of Washington, D.C. is the pothole. That's how bad the state plant is pot, and the state bird is the pothole.
Yes. I can see that. I can see that very much.
DJ Marcus, where do you live? Where do you live?
I live in Clinton currently.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm outside. I'm on the outside of the Beltway. But I'm like 5 minutes away from the line of DC right. and Maryland. So it's like I'm right in the danger spot of being in Southern Maryland, but not being Waldorf Southern Maryland. Like everyone tells me it's far to get to my house, but then they go, yeah, you can drive to Waldorf if you feel like it. And it's like, fuck you and Waldorf. No one wants to go to Waldorf. Nothing's in Waldorf.
Not even good Charlotte. And they're from there.
And they're from Waldorf.
I had a show in La Plata.
La Plata? Yeah.
La Plata. I call it La Plata because I grew up in the Southwest, but it was, I guess, La Plata. And that took me forever to get to. And I'm like, it doesn't seem that far on a map. And I got there and I said, I drove here all the way from Maryland. And that they understood that, but it was policeman's retirement party or something. I'm not quite That's sure.
Usually what's going on. It's that or a VFW down there.
Yeah.
You got to be on the Indian Head, which is just the best name.
That still exists today.
What's the name?
It's called Indian Head Highway. I think they're going to call it, they should change it to Command Highway.
so that we could be on brand. Commander Highway.
Command Highway.
That's only part of the name, though. What's the other part is what, Indian Head? There's something, I don't know. I'm not going to get to that. I had a gig in Salisbury, Maryland, which is like in a different state. You have to cross a body of water and I think like three state lines to get to a gig, which is in the same state that you're in.
It's weird having to go through Delaware to get back to Maryland. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like this to get back into Maryland and come back that way. Yeah. Salisbury is a long stretch away.
You know, I like that nice little, you know, butthole pucker you get as you go across the Bay Bridge, just wondering if someone's going to veer into you.
Yeah, and that's another thing to worry about. And for our out of area visitors who are listening or watching or both, Maryland is the worst shaped state. It looks like somebody had a cookie cutter and took all the better parts, and the leftovers, the little slivers in the middle, became Maryland, and that's why it looks like a pelican fossil, really.
You know what it looks like? It looks like someone handed a kid a cracker and then they bit it and handed it back to you.
Yeah. Right. But along the top, and oh, that good bite, that goes to Pennsylvania. And this other bite, that goes to Delaware. And this other big piece goes to Virginia. And the little crumble in the middle, all those, that leftover part there, that if you're making Christmas cookies, you'd put back into a ball and roll and flatten out. But it's just that little, that is Maryland. That is the...
There's like they're whole different, and the thing is, it's like it's a great microcosm of the whole country, because we have literally, I think the only thing we don't have here is desert.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you've got the food desert, I heard.
We have one of those too.
we got a lot of those in Maryland. A lot of those around the DC area are a lot of food deserts of Maryland. Yeah, we have every climate in the country in this state. So
really.
You could be in the mountains and still be in Maryland. You could be at the ocean.
Get the rolling plains of
plains
of Frederick County.
Yeah, you have pretty much everything in the state of Maryland.
I heard. I'm sorry to interrupt, DJ Marcus. I heard that Ohio is like the bellwether of the United States in the elections. Because it is most like the United States, because the North has a lot of factories like the North, and the South has a lot of farming. And so that state has a lot of everything. But I think that's more of a demographic thing. I wasn't thinking geographic. I don't know if there's a desert in Ohio either.
Yeah, I never visited any Ohio plantations.
Yeah, Maryland's the only free slave state in America. Because we were both for an extended period of time.
Well, amen to that. I mean, that's good that at least half of that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. For the most part, we're happy about it. But Maryland's a contradictory place. We love a lot of things that people don't like in the rest of the country.
Such as?
Like our flag and our crabs. Two things that I really don't know why we have so much pride in. We have a lot of pride in flags and crabs. It's the weird.
Yeah. So,
where can I start? Which one should I start with? Because the flag is actually, and for the people who are listening, maybe Joey, maybe you get a picture and post it. The flag is it's four flags. It's one flag, right?
It's a coat of arms.
The coats of arms of people who live in another country, which isn't a good idea in these days of insurrection. So what I was thinking is we should have a new flag so that when you drive into a state and your GPS says, welcome to Maryland, and shows you the state flag, you can learn about the state. And the new state flag would have a picture of a crab, obviously. And then I don't know how to depict this, but it would be somebody writing a ticket.
Just a as out, writing a ticket.
As it's coming out of a pothole, I think that would be the perfect Maryland state flag, because it's always pothole season here in Maryland. It's like a 13-month annual celebration that they have here. It's nothing but potholes where I live.
Did you find a flag, Joey?
I'm working on it. It was the wrong format, so it won't let me image it.
Thanks, technology. Technology has betrayed us so much.
Yeah, damn those scalable vector graphics.
So for those of you viewing at home, the Maryland, when you see the Maryland flag, you go, oh yeah, I've seen it before. It's four mini flags. It looks like a teacher had two students and three magic markers and 5 minutes and said, okay, everybody, flag contest, go! And you both win. There it is right there. One is the flag of the Calverts, and one is the flag of Calverts. Lord Baltimore, maybe?
I think that is correct.
Yeah.
I win a prize? Do we have prizes? Are we taking calls? Maybe people can call in with the correct answer. And yeah, to me, that's kind of a busy flag. That doesn't say much.
Okay, so...
Actually... It was George Calvert was the first Baron Baltimore.
What was that, Joey?
Yes.
George Calvert was the first Baron Baltimore in 1579. From 1579 to 1632, he He sought a charter from King Charles I for the territory between Massachusetts to the north and Virginia to the immediate south. After Baltimore died in April 1632, the charter was granted to his son, Cecilius Calvert, second Baron Baltimore.
And there you go.
So here's what it says on online as far as the symbols. So the red.
Do you think he ever had a nightmare about the wire and just didn't understand what it was?
Yeah. So the black and gold represents the county George Calvert, the first Lord of Baltimore. The red and white design represents the arms of the Crossland line of the family of Calvert's mother. So he made the whole thing everything to do with his family. So the first part's is the black and gold's his dad, and the white and red is his mom.
Well, that's great, but it's time to update.
Upgrade this shit. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
If you talk to like designer type people, they would say it's kind of busy and repetitive. I grew up outside Baltimore in a little town called Tucson, Arizona. And Jerry, if you could dig up an Arizona flag, Arizona's flag, which came many years later when designers had a better idea, it's much more symbolic. It's not nearly as busy. It's easier to figure out and it gets much better reviews than the Maryland flag. Although there are people who love the Maryland flag and they put it around their stupid license plate and all of that.
I think the Maryland flag, people like to just wrap themselves in it, I think is what they typically do. I hear the gong from the Empire of Japan and then Superman has to stop.
Yeah.
Airplanes. Like that's what I.
This represents. There's a lot of sun in Arizona. Obviously, you can see sun rays, and then it's a copper state, and that's what the copper star is all about. And then a simple. I don't know what the blue represents. Immigrants. I don't know. They're coming. They're coming from the south. I don't know. But it gets good. It gets better reviews than the Maryland flag. I didn't know we were going to be doing a lot of flag talk today. I could have researched a little bit more.
Is it Flag Day?
Is it? No, that's.
Well, it is now. Just for reference. Boom.
Flag Day 2024 is June 14th.
Right, and this Joey, what are you showing here? This isn't the. That's Arizona, right?
It's a Japanese flag.
Yeah. No,
I thought the Japanese flag was just the dot. I thought it was just the dot.
No, this is the rising sun Japanese flag.
All right.
Yeah. That's the one they were flying over Pearl Harbor when they were doing what they did there. I can't keep going into detail about what they did there.
There's an article on BBC, why some people want the rising sun flag banned. It's Japan's Confederate flag.
Right. It's not their national flag. Their national flag is white flag, red dot.
But that, like I said, that's the flag that they flew over when they attacked us at Pearl Harbor.
South Korea is actually the ones that wanted banned.
South Korea wanted banned.
At the Olympics in 2020.
Oh, yeah. Well. Let's see. Where's the Olympics this year? Paris.
Paris in a couple of months. I was asked to perform a show in France, and I turned it down because the tickets are crazy. It's thousands of dollars to get a ticket to France because of
the Olympics. During the 19th century, the rising sun symbol became the flag of the military. As such, it was flying during Japan's imperialist expansion when it occupied Korea and part of China. During World War II, it became the flag of the Navy, and that's largely where it got its controversial reputation. Japanese troops occupied much of Asia during the war, carrying out atrocities against local people.
So, did I not say that?
Yeah.
And you can learn all this and much more on Saturday when you come down to the show. I'll be doing a couple flag jokes. I might talk about Pearl Harbor as well. As you know, I grew up outside Pearl Harbor in a little town called Tucson, Arizona. And one of the ships that they sunk in Pearl Harbor was the USS Arizona. You can look that up. There you go. We shed a tear now.
That's Robert Mack's connection to WW2.
I've got even a better one, but I'll save that for Saturday.
I'm going to dress up like this on Saturday.
All right.
Are you going to wear the bandana? Are you wearing a bandana that they wore? that they wear in all the war movies?
Here's the thing. If I dressed up in an outfit based on this flag, I would just be a Street Fighter character. Like, that is.
Yeah.
And your name be Comic Ozzy.
Oh my god, that would be like the worst, best character ever.
Half comic, half Ozzy Osbourne, together Kamikaze.
Right. Everybody, that's the kind of comic that everyone loves to watch the audience react to.
Oh my goodness. Oh, so what else going on in the world, Joey? It's some other stuff happening. I mean, yeah, I was gone for a little bit.
Yeah, can you explain to me what this Drake beef is about?
Okay,
him versus everybody. What's
technically yes?
Okay,
it's Drake and the beef itself is Drake and J. Cole versus Kendrick Lamar.
Why?
Because they all came out. Well, they all came out. Drake came out first.
Okay.
Kendrick
came out.
Not came out. Came out. They didn't come out Diddy style.
No Diddy.
They came out in music together. And Drake was the first one up, so he took everybody on tour with him. Okay. All up and coming rappers, he took on tour with him. Him and Kendrick kind of battled during that time.
Okay. Because
Kendrick was getting the shine and everything, and then Kendrick became the next guy that all rap heads loved.
Right.
And Drake became the next guy that all rap heads saw as Ja Rule. He became Ja Rule 2.0. That's why no one fucks with Drake that is like seriously into hip hop. But if you look at it, they all did the same things throughout all of their time. What would
he be without him?
Huh? Yeah.
What?
Just randomly throw a Ja Rule lyric in at me to say
yes.
Oh, that guy. But yeah, so that's where the beef started.
Okay.
Now Kendrick came out with a sneak diss where he was talking subliminally about Drake and J. Cole.
Okay.
Drake came back with a diss track where it started off with an AI Tupac and an AI Snoop talking about how Kendrick had let down the West Coast. They thought he was going to be better than he was. He only put an album out every 5 years. That don't sound like a hip hop artist. That type of shit.
a Comedy Central hip hop TV show parody plotline. Like none of this sounds. Like that sounds real like life.
Real.
This sounds like something that came out of like an episode of Dave. Like,
it is. It is. And it's fucking ridiculous.
Meanwhile, did you know Lil Dicky and Busta Rhymes are promoting Dave and Buster's new menu?
What?
Yeah.
Is it David? Oh, Dave and Busta.
Dave versus Busta.
I did not know that. And the fact that I know it now. It's kind of weird. Oh, I just saw that weird article that popped up just now. But back to what I was saying, because I was going to click and see what the promotion they were running was. But yeah, so that's where the beef is right now. Kendrick put out a new diss song. I haven't heard it yet. I heard it was trash from the grapevine. So we got to see where everybody goes with it. Now, the other beef that no one's talking about, but they are talking about, it's Chris Brown versus Quavo.
Oh, this isn't all the same? I thought it was all one big team battle.
No, it's not all the same. So Chris Brown put out a whole song.
Okay.
Saying fuck Quavo. From beginning to end. The song was basically just a giant middle finger to him.
Why? For what reason?
Supposedly Chris Brown slept with Quavo's girl. And Quavo had slept with Chris Brown's girl, but after her and Chris Brown broke up, and he had been saying some subliminal stuff on songs. So Chris Brown's like, okay, fine. You want to talk about me? I'm going to talk about everything that I know, too.
All right.
This sounds like NBA beef.
NBA beef is stupid. They don't even need to beef. They're millionaires.
Who banged whose girlfriend, ex-wife, sister?
Yeah, and mom. I think somebody bring LeBron's mom or something. I've heard a lot of NBA beef that didn't make any sense. But this one was hilarious because I've never heard Chris Brown rap that angry. And it was basically a hit him up. So if you listen to it, you got to listen to it 100% because you're like, he went full Tupac on this one. He went, fuck you. I wish you died. I wish you died instead of Takeoff. Was an actual line from the song.
Damn.
And then Lord Calvert comes in. I missed that part.
The Earl of Baltimore has a huge diss track.
This should be a person that is called the Earl of Baltimore that presides over all hip hop beefs.
Yeah, and should decide things like Kings cut them in half, and they each get half.
Cut that's the record sales sketch.
I read that in the book.
Yeah, that would be a fucking hilarious Chappelle Show sketch. But yeah, so that's where the beef is right now. It's all on record right now, so nothing happened in the streets. But all these are millionaires I'm talking about, so not too much should happen in the streets.
I don't know if Quavo I heard no one showed up to his concert.
I heard Chris Brown bought all the tickets.
I heard that too.
He pulled a 50-cent Ja Rule and bought all the tickets, so you just see nothing when you're out there.
But you just paid the man. He got his money. He didn't have to work.
Yeah, he didn't have to work. In theory, you don't have to do the show. Sold out show. Thanks for the money, enemy. And then go home.
Wait, Robert, do you have a comic beef?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into it. I've been doing this a long time, and the longer you do it, the more bitter and jaded you get. So, yeah, there's a lot of people who have more success, more exposure, more followers, more money. Stop me at any time. And then But I'm trying to not focus on that and just do what I do, because what I do, like what they do, everyone does something different, and I'm doing my thing, and I think I have a unique path. So I'm trying not to get distracted by those sorts of beefs.
You're a much better person than I.
Oh, yeah. Well.
But what if your comedy nemesis bought all the tickets to this weekend show?
Then we would have a sold out show, and if nobody was there, we wouldn't have to do the show. But that reminds me of a story. I heard a story about a guy who got booked to do a gig somewhere, and he showed up, and the guy wouldn't pay him. He said, "I'm not going to pay you until you do the show," and there was no one in the audience. But the guy refused to pay until the comic did his act, and so the comic had to do his act in front of nobody before he got paid. What's more brutal than that?
I mean,
because you know nothing's gonna get any laughs, and he did like a an hour show in 40 minutes because there was no, he just rattled through it.
Right, he just kept going. I mean, did the guy not even watch? Here's the thing: if it turns into a private show, but if he's not paying attention, he's like, no, I gotta go produce. You go do your set.
No, I think he's sitting there with his arms crossed and said, I'm supposed to pay you to do a show, so you better do a show. But that's how petty comedy could get, and I don't want to get that petty. I've I've swum in those rivers, and I want to have a more noble cause. So I'm, yeah. I focus on doing what I do, and there's nobody who does what I do because there are many different paths up the mountain. Yeah. And I'm hoping that I'll get some of those people at the show. I saw one of the posters up yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah, it was great. Have you seen this man?
And I was, so when we were putting those up, I was as Joey's putting it up, I'm like, please, someone help him find his uncle. Please, just click the QR code and help us find his uncle.
We just kept crying in front of it, going,
where did Uncle Robert go?
Afterwards, I got the idea of maybe it should have been a picture of both of us, but you have a black bar over your eyes to protect your identity. I think that would have added an element of somebody going, what is this? And so maybe next time we'll have more fun with that.
We were really torn because on the one hand, it's like the people who are going to want to know the information are going to be an older crowd. Like they're definitely going to be the ones who see a photo and go, oh, I trust this piece of paper to tell me the truth. But then we realized those same people don't use QR codes. So, like,
so you need more detailed instructions. Aim your phone here and turn on the camera.
Or they have to get their, you know, get their nephew, and the nephew will be like, no, I don't want them to take my data. And they're like, you listen to your elders and scam.
Well, live and learn. Next time will be better. Next time we'll have three shows because it'll go so well.
Yes.
We'll have a late show that starts at 12:30, goes till 2:00.
If you still haven't seen Robert Matt because his camera's off, you can wander Silver Spring and you'll see a picture of a guy that's not named. And maybe, just maybe, it'll be lead you to a video of really funny stuff that you can get a little taste.
Oh, we didn't talk about the other poster we saw, Joey.
What other poster?
The one that said, hey, Robert does, call Robert if you need your house fixed. Oh. Robert the utility man. And I was like, we should put a poster right underneath it and go, this is Robert. And that way it's
oh, no. That would have been hilarious.
Yeah. That would have been the funniest thing, because everybody would be like, oh, I need my house fixed. Let me click this QR code, and then it goes a whole different way.
I don't know, that poster made me nervous because it was nailed to the tree, which was aggressive and weird. Like, there were plenty of things to tape that to, and you decided to put metal into a tree's flesh.
You nailed that to a tree like a cross. I don't know what the hell happened up here.
I look at my handyman skills. I can tack things up.
Oh, man. All right. No. So, Saturday, Joey. Two shows. First in Comedy Shows Near Me history, a two-show night. Comedy Shows Near Me is putting on a banger of a doubleheader. We got Robert Mack kicking off
headlining
the show. And who else is on there again, Joey? You keep this information in your head.
Latif Idris, James, yes. Moara.
From San Francisco.
Now you get it wrong.
It's Jimmy. He goes by Jimmy now.
Jimmy the Marara. Jimmy the Mirage going second. And then we have Reva Riley and Haywood Turnipseed Jr. All to crack things open. So it's going to be a pretty star-studded evening.
And they have really good food there, by the way.
Yes, they do. And if you come to the late show, you can catch an old friend. Amir Gorgiforb is going to be doing a guest spot on the late show. So if that's more your flavor spicy Middle Eastern food, you can do the second show.
Oh, man. But, yeah, it's going to be a fun night of comedy, folks. We definitely want you to get out there. definitely want you to come hang out with us. We got Dave and Buster's coming up on the
18th
of this month, and that's going to be a great show too. So, but we'll be back. We'll be back to tell you more about that when it gets a little closer. Because again, we hear comedy shows near me and Dot Comedy. We want you to know what's happening in the world of comedy coming to you from us. All right, I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit. All right, I had a board meeting with the comedy shows near me people again, Joey. I know they didn't tell you about it. They said I'm not in things. I'm said I'm not introducing comedy shows near me as much as I should be on the Dot Comedy podcast, and they said they're paying us, so they need more shine. So you'll be seeing a lot more comedy shows near me things happening on the Dot Comedy podcast.
I'm sorry, on which podcast?
The Dot Comedy podcast.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They got me something. Hold on. I'm going to be right back. Comedy Shows Near Me bought me a birthday gift, and I need to go find it real quick. Give me a second. Oh, there it is, right behind me.
Yep, good thing he still has it. I thought that was going to be a much longer journey. Yeah. I secretly thought, Robert, he was just going to wander off and leave us.
Yeah.
And this is what they give you as a birthday gift over at Comedy Shows Near Me. See, they got me my own DJ lights.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, that's thankful. I'm thankful for them, Joey. So Joseph,
what powers it? Like an alien soul? Like what's in there?
This currently is being powered by my power pack.
Oh, okay.
Because it's USB powered. So instead of putting in a plug into a wall, I can plug it into my computer. This is amazing. I appreciate it. And I think, you know who I'm thankful for, Joey?
Who?
Comedy Shows Near Me, bringing DMV comedy to you. That's what we've been told to say. I have another meeting with the CEO of Comedy Shows Near Me on Friday. And we're going to discuss getting a whole lot more stuff out. We've got hats in the making.
What do the hats say?
The hat says DJ Marcus. This is a prototype hat that Comedy Shows Near Me bought me. No, they didn't buy me, but that I was gifted. So this is a prototype hat from Comedy Shows Near Me. It'll have the names of people on it. You can put your name on it. You can put, hey, Joey LaFaro on the front of it, on the back of it, so people walking behind you know who's in front of them. That's amazing for you. That's what I heard.
Who's that guy? Yeah, that's a great idea.
I think this is a hey and then your name. They assume that you're not that person. I think you're calling them Joey LaFaro.
If you're walking in front
of them. Joey LaFaro. And then they read it and then they look behind themselves. Like, is the hat talking to you?
But maybe that could be your new nickname, Jolo. Like there's J-Lo and you could be Jolo.
That already was my nickname in high school.
How'd that turn out?
It fits.
Was it just Jolo because you're short? I don't
Jolo because of my ass. Let's be honest. There was.
They think you were on the down low?
What? No.
Why would it be because of your ass?
Because I got a bubble butt and
just like Jolo.
Jolo, and so it just fit. Remember, this was 2002-ish, 2003-ish.
That's right when she was kind of
and everybody was waiting for tonight. Oh.
She's got a very large following now. It's her butt.
Oh my goodness. But it looks like we have gotten to
Glorilla said she got a hers just popped him.
Oh my goodness. Oh, but we've come to the end of the Dot Comedy podcast, Joey.
Yes, we have.
We have. Robert Mack, tell them where they can find you at, sir.
They could go to robertmack.com and it'll list all of my upcoming shows, like my shows at McGinty's this weekend. And there are clips of me and all my social media stuff. But robertmack.com is the place to start. And I want to thank you guys for having me. This was a lot of fun. It's fun to goof around with other funny folks. And I'm hoping folks will come out and see us this weekend.
Joey, where can they find you at, sir?
At Joey Low Comedy on Instagram. And eventually I will have other things. Why is your face turning more red?
Because it's on red.
Oh. I thought you were about to self-combust. I was like, is he hot? He looks hot.
Yes. So this is the other thing that comedy shows near me got. Yeah, and they love to get me stuff that says my name on it. And I love to have it. So I appreciate them. Oh, it's green now.
Ooh.
Okay, we're going to get you a t-shirt that you can like just attach all these things to.
Ooh, I like the blue.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is Oompa Loompa DJ Marcus.
You look like a genie.
Oh, man, but that's definitely what it is. All right, so if you want to find me, you can look for me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at djmarcus.comedy. You can always find me on the internet under that title. You can look for me wherever comedy shows near me is doing a show. I am generally there. We have a blast. We're going to have a banger this week at McGinty's Public House in downtown Silver Spring. Doors open at 7:30 for the first show. Doors open at 10 for the second show. We're going to have a blast this week. Robert Mack, thank you once again, sir. And we will see you all next time with more fun and more thrills on the Dot Comedy Podcast.
Good night.